Minnesota News Network. Good afternoon, I'm Brent Palm. Operation Metro Surge is coming to an end in Minnesota. White House Border Czar Tom Homan said today they've seen a notable decrease in unlawful agitator activity in Minneapolis and throughout the state.
With that, and success that has been made arresting public safety threats and other priorities since this surge operation began, as well as the unprecedented levels of coordination we have obtained from state officials and local law enforcement, I have proposed, and President Trump has concurred, that this surge operation conclude.
Homan says a small footprint of personnel will remain to close out and transition command and control back to the ICE field office. Governor Tim Walz says he remains cautiously optimistic about Operation Metro Surge ending.
While the federal government may move on to whatever next thing they want to do, the state of Minnesota and our administration is unwaveringly focused on the recovery of what they did. And there will be many steps in this process.
As federal agents leave the state, the governor said many questions remain unanswered, including whether there will be investigations into the killings of Renee Good and Alex Preddy by federal agents. An ordinance approved by the St. Paul City Council requires law enforcement officers to visibly display identification on the outermost layer of their uniform. Officials say the shootings of Speaker Melissa Hortman and Senator John Hoffman underscore why clear identification of law enforcement is a matter of public safety and accountability. Police said the alleged gunman was impersonating an officer. Council members also said the tactics and methods of ICE agents make it difficult for residents to report or hold officers accountable for misconduct. And Senator Amy Klobuchar is cheering House passage of legislation that would repeal President Trump's tariffs on Canada. Curling is one of the most popular events at the Winter Olympics, and the U.S. team has strong ties to Minnesota. Mike Sharp of the North Star Curling Club in St. Cloud says the sport is a deep and proud history of the state, especially up north.
Bemidji is probably known as the curling capital of the United States because of all of the national champions that have come through there.
Sharp says Minnesota and Wisconsin are considered the top two states for U.S. curlers.
I believe there's 38 in Minnesota, the oldest being Mapleton, Minnesota, and a lot of large clubs like Duluth, St. Paul, Blaine, Chaska.
And Afton, Minnesota native Jesse Diggins is bringing home another Olympic medal in cross-country skiing. 34-year-old Diggins won the bronze today in the 10-kilometer freestyle in Italy despite skiing with injured ribs. Diggins is scheduled to compete in three more events. This is MNN.